Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tarati Mechanachio Miuta Oyumans Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Perek Yud. So the theme of Mishlei now changes. Remember, Mishlei is 31 prakim long. We have done 1 through 9. Now we are at the second two thirds of the book, if you will, prakim Yud through Lamed Aleph. Steinzelt's Ketuvim, the opening portion of the book, which dealt with wisdom, is followed by a large collection of hundreds of short aphorisms, sayings, which are not necessarily related to each other and are not arranged in any logical order or pattern. So a large part of the second third of the book, Prakim Yud through Chaf Beis, are followed by hundreds of short collections or sayings, which are not necessarily related to each other and are not arranged in any logical order or pattern. These proverbs follow a standard structure. Virtually all of them contain roughly 8 words and consist of 2 hemistiches, or 2 segments to each phrase. In the first group, the hemistich express an idea and its opposite, such as the opening proverb in our perek. Listen carefully. Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Shlomo. Bein chacham yismach av, a wise son causes a father to rejoice. Uvein kasil tu gas imo, but a foolish son is his mother's sorrow. So you have 2 opposite sides of the coin, if you will. Ben chacham yismach av, 4 words. A wise son causes a father to rejoice. Uvein kasil tu gas imo, also 4 words, for a total of 8. And a foolish son is his mother's sorrow. So all of these hundreds of proverbs follow virtually a standard structure. 8 words and consist of 2 hemistiches, or 2 segments. In the first group, the hemistich express an idea and its opposite. We just gave an example. And the second group of aphorisms are saying the 2 hemistiches are roughly synonymous. For example, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and the ruler of his spirit than the capture of a city. That's from Mishlei Perek Tazayin. So what you see is that in the first series of sayings, the same phrase represents 2 opposite sides of a coin, if you will. And in the second series of sayings, the phrase represents the 2 sides of the same idea. Interestingly, Steinzelt's Ketuvim points out something so nice. Some have counted the number of proverbs in this section of the Sefer and arrived at a total of 375 sayings, which is the numeric value of the Hebrew word Shlomo. Shin is 300, Lamed is 30, Mem is 40, and He is 5 for 375. So Shlomo and Gematria is 375, and there are 375 proverbs in this next section of Mishlei. So interesting. Most of the proverbs that follow, according to their plain meaning, do not give rise to great philosophical heights or express exceptionally profound ideas. Rather, they counsel and guide the wise man with regard to the state of affairs in the world. They are instructions to follow the middle path, the Shvil HaZahav, if you will, to conduct oneself with moderation and fairness, to act wisely, to incorporate righteousness and kindness in life. There are no exceptional demands. There are no exceptional demands. The clear message is that one must seek to do good and avoid evil, and he will enjoy a good life. So let us look at the first psukim in Perek Yud. I would like to look at you at the first 8 psukim. 1 second. I'm sorry, when I changed the pages, I told you that's what you hear flipping. Okay. The first 7 psukim. We already looked at Pasuk Aleph in Perek Yud. Here we go. Mishlei Shlomo bein chacham yismach av ubein kasil tugas imo. Pasuk Beis. Lo yo ilu otzros rasha utzedaka tatzio mimaves. Treasures of wickedness collected through evil means will not help one, but in contrast, righteousness, tzedakah, charity, saves one from death. Pasuk Gimel, Lo yariv Hashem nefesh tzadik v'havas rishaim yadov. Hashem will not starve the soul of the righteous, and he averts devastation of the wicked, the disaster that the wicked seeks to bring upon the virtuous. Pasuk Dalet, Rosh oseh chaf remia, V'yad charutzim ta'ashir. A poor person is made by a negligent hand, meaning if one is lazy, he will become poor. Shlomo Melech is telling us the value of hard work. Alternatively, this verse means one who deals dishonestly will become poor, but the hand of the diligent will enrich its owner. Pasuk Hey, Oger b'kayitz bein maskil, nirdam b'katsir ben mevish. He who stores during the summer, meaning the season of the ripening and the harvesting of the produce, is a successful or wise son. Again, Oger Bakayitz, he who stores during the summer, Bein Maskil, is a discerning son. Nirdam Bakatsir, but one who sleeps during the harvest, Ben Mevish, is an embarrassing or shameful son. So in other words, this is the value of hard work and to stay far away from laziness. Pasuk Vav. Brachos the Rosh Tzadik upi Rishaim Yechasa Chamas. Brachos the Rosh Tzadik, blessings will be bestowed upon the head of the righteous man. Upi Rishaim, but the mouth of the wicked, Yechasa Chamas, is covered up by villainy. Pasuk Zayin, a pasuk that should be familiar to us, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Vishem Rishaim Yerkov. The name of the righteous is for a blessing. The memory of the righteous is for a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. Okay, let's do one more pasuk. Chacham lev yikach mitzvos. Those who are of wise heart will take mitzvos for himself. The avil sifasayim yilaveit. That's pasuk ches. The wise-hearted will accept the commandments, but one who is of foolish lips will be bewildered. He will lose his way and get into trouble. So you see a sampling here in these eight psukim of what the entire next section of Mishlei is about. I want to focus for today's shir on pasuk tatzil mimaves. Here we go. Pasuk beis. Lo yo'ilu otzros rasha utzedaka tatzil mimaves. Treasures of the wickedness collected through evil means will not avail. Treasures of wickedness will not help one. However, utzedaka tatzil mimaves, that should be a very, very famous phrase to all of us. Righteousness, charity, saves one from death. I want to talk about this pasuk and a beautiful teaching from the Vilna Gaon. I quote the sefer Shalom Rav by Rabbi Shalom Rosner, and he is quoting to Parshas Ki Tisa. Okay, before we get to the sefer Shalom Rav, we need to talk about Parshas Ki Tisa, which is Shemos Perek Lamed. What do we have in the beginning of Shemos Perek Lamed? Not only is this read on Parshas Ki Tisa, but it's also read by one of the four famous psukim of the preparers for Purim and then Pesach, and that is Parshas Shkolim. Perek Ki Tisa. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gid Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emer, God spoke to Moshe saying, remember, they're in the wilderness, they're in the desert, they're building a Mishkan. What do you need for building the Mishkan? Contributions of the people. Where are they going to get the money and the materials to build the Mishkan? Today you could say, where are we going to get the money and materials to build a shul or a school or a base madrash, a base knesses, a yeshiva? Kitisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael Pekudeihem, when you take a census of the children of Israel according to their count, Vinaslu Ish Kofer Nafsho, every man should give an atonement for his soul, Hashem, to God, Bifkodas, when you count them, and there should not be a plague when you count them. What shall they give? Ze Yidnu, Kol HaOver Al HaPekudim. This is what they should give, all who pass to be counted. Machatzis HaShekel, a half a shekel, b'shekel kodesh, in shekel kodesh, esrim geira hashekel, the shekel is 20 geira, machatzis hashekel, truma la Hashem. So what does every Jew have to give? A half a shekel is a contribution to God. Kol over ala pekudi mi ben esrim shana v'mala, yitain truma Hashem. Whoever passes to be counted from the age of 20 and up should give this contribution to God, this portion. Ha'ashir lo yarbe, he who is rich cannot give more, v'hadal lo yamid, and he who is poor cannot give less, mi machatzit shekel. The standard is set, everyone has to give this half a shekel. Laseis es truma Hashem, to give the contribution to God, l'chaper al nafsho seichem, to atone for their souls, v'lakachtas kesef ha'kipuri meis b'nei Yisrael. And you, Moses, will take the money of atonement from the children of Israel. And Asata also al avodas o amoi. You will use this money for the work of the tent of meeting. The ha'il of an Israel is zikar and lefnei Hashem will be for the children of Israel, remembrance before God to atone for their souls. This is known as Parshas Shkolim. It's from the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa. So Rashi points out here the chaper al nafsho seichem. Rashi to perek lamed pasuk tes vav. Okay. It alludes to here three different collections, Rashi says, because it says Trumas Hashem three times in this passage. What are the three different collections? Achas Trumas Adonim Sheminaan Kishahischilu Benidivas HaMishkan. One is the contribution that goes for the sockets that they counted when they started with the contributions of the Mishkan. What are the walls and the beams stand up? Right? They go into sockets. So the silver was used for the sockets of the Mishkan. Every person, says Rashi, had to give a machatzit hashaka, and it came out to Mea Kikar. That was one purpose for the Machatzit HaShekel, what the collection was used for. Okay, Umehem Nasu HaAdonim. Next, Hashenis, Af Hi Al Yidei Minyan, Shemanan Mishuhu Kama Mishkan. This too is the counting from when they erected the Mishkan. Hu HaMinyan HaAm, okay, I'm skipping Rashi. You could look it up if you want to see the entire Rashi, Paraglam, Pasuk Tesvav. Everyone had to give a machatzit a shekel. What was this used for? The knos mehen korbanos tzibur shel kol shana v'shana. Every year they had to buy the animals, the korbanos, the sacrifices for, on behalf of the tzibur, on behalf of the assembly, on behalf of the community. The annual korbanos tzibur were bought with the machatzit a shekel collection. And in this, the poor and the rich were equal. Everyone had to give an exact machatzit shekel, so you would be equally represented in the korbanot tzibur that were brought annually in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. And finally, there was one more contribution, and in this, not everyone was equal. Everybody gave what his heart wanted him to give, and that is Trumas HaMishkan, which is in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Peruch Chaf Hei. Everyone gave what they wanted to give. And so the rich could give more, the poor could give less. So there are three contributions, and they're all based on this passage that tells us about the Machatzis HaShekel, the half a shekel. Now I go to Shalom Rav, by Rabbi Shalom Rosser, insights into the Parsha from Sefer Shemot, Parsha Ki Tisa. Remember, what Pasuk are we up to in Mishlei? We're in Perek Yod Pasuk Beh. Lo yo'ilu otro rasha, treasuries that have been attained through wickedness, through deceit, through thievery, through theft, will not help you. Utsadaka tatsil mimavas. A charity saves one from death. I call Rabbi Shalom Rosner. The Vilna Gaon points out that the trop, the cantillation note, on the word vinasnu, the Pasuk says, Ki Tisa es rosh b'nei Israel l'pikudehem. When you take a census account of the children, of the heads of the children of Israel, according to the count, vinasnu ish kofer nafsho. Each man shall give an atonement to his soul. Vinasnu or vinatnu. Vav nun tav nun vav. When it comes to giving tzedakah, the pasuk says vinasnu or vinatnu. The Vilna Gaon points out that the trop, the cantillation, or the tune, and the word vinatnu, give, is kadma ve'azla. And this teaches us a valuable lesson. The Gemara records that Rav Chiya used to instruct his wife, when a poor person comes collecting, make sure you give him food quickly, even before he asks, so he will treat our children in kind. This is the Gemara Masechah Shabbos. Rav Chiya's wife was troubled by the comment, and she said, why are you cursing me, saying that he will treat our children in kind? Our children don't need handouts. Rav Chiya responded, a person's financial status is never certain. It is always subject to change. In one generation, a family may be wealthy or poor, but in the next generation or later generations, it may be the opposite state. He who is wealthy might be poor. He is poor might be wealthy. Financial status is a galgal chozer, a wheel of fortune. That, says the Vilna Gaon, is what the word vidnatnu alludes to. The kadma va'azla tells us to preemptively give tzedakah. Kadma, get up, va'azla, and go. To preempt giving tzedakah. Interestingly, the word vinasnu is also a palindrome. It is read the same backwards and forwards. How do you spell vinasnu? Vav, nun, tav, nun, vav. Whether you read it backwards or forwards. Because financial status goes around and around, back and forth, like a wheel of fortune. Furthermore, the Vilna Gaon, like many other commentaries, ask why the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to contribute only a half a shekel per person instead of a whole shekel. Many point out it symbolizes unity that must exist within Klal Yisrael. We need to complete each other. A Jew is incomplete on his own. Only when you give half and your other Jew gives half do you have a whore. And finally, the Vilna Gaon says as follows. We know tzedakah tatzil mimavas. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk of Mishlei tells us, tzedakah tatzil mimavas. It is interesting to note this idea is contained within the structure of the Hebrew word machatzit, which is what they were commanded to give, the tzedakah in the desert. Okay, there was no Tomchei Shabbos, there was no Hatzalah, there was no Igud Hatzalah, there was no, I don't know, friendship circle, there was no fill in the blanks of any of your local tzedakah organizations, Hachanasas Kala, they didn't have it. Because God provided all their food. They didn't need Tomchei Shabbos. God healed everyone. They didn't need Hatzalah. So what did they need? A Mishkan. And that's where the tzedakah was given. To the Mishkan. And how is it given? In a machatzit hashekel. How do you spell machatzit? Mem, chet, tzadi, yud, tav. If you need a paper and pen, write it down. How do you spell machatzit? Mem, chet, tzadi, yud, tav. When you look at the word, the Vilna Gaon points out, you see tzedakah tatzel mimavesh. The middle letter of the word machatzit is a tzadi. It stands for tzedakah. The two letters that surround the tzadi are chet and yud. Chai, life. The two farthest letters from the tzadi are mem and tav, mate, death. Therefore, you learn from the word machatzit itself that giving tzedakah gives life and keeps one away from death. Machatzit, the outer two letters are mate. The inner two letters are chai, and the middlemost letter is tzadi, which spells tzadik, tzedakah, because tzedakah tatzil mimavas, as King Shlomo Malach tells us, something we should strive to be sure we implement in our own lives. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Perek Yud Aleph. Thank you so much, Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.